Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 87 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. A hearing will be held next month concerning the North Fork Mobile Home Park. COVID cases in the Gateway Health Districts are heading towards the red zone status. Brown County school officials have not yet decided if students will need masks this fall. The Carter County superintendent has once again resigned. Unemployment numbers in Kentucky are once again up. AppHarvest and the Pike County Extension Service held an agriculture camp last week. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 66. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A hearing has been set for next month for arguments to dismiss a lawsuit filed against Moorhead's mayor and four members of the city council by the former residents of the North Fork Mobile Home Park. The case, filed in Rowan Circuit Court in June, alleges three complaints regarding the process the city took in forming the TIF district for a planned development by Patrick Madden of Lexington. The first complaint says the municipality violated state laws which specify the steps local governments must take before establishing a development area. The second challenges the sufficiency of facts the city based their findings on to form the district. The third alleges the notice residents received from the city about the development was insufficient, according to the Kentucky Constitution. Attorney Felisa Moore responded for the officials on July 6th, asking for the suit to be dismissed on the grounds that the former residents lack both constitutional and statutory standing. The plaintiffs are expected to respond to the motion by next Wednesday, and the defendants will have until August 18th to reply. A hearing on the issue is set for August 31st at 9 a.m. In a trend being seen across the Bluegrass, health officials in the Gateway District are seeing an increase in COVID infections as well. The Gateway District Health Department covers Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, and Rowan counties. Gregory Brewer is the department's public health director. He says the department had switched to releasing a weekly COVID report in mid-June when the infection rate was decreasing, but things have gone the other way over the past 2 weeks.
We were on a trend downward, now we're on a trend upward. We were down to six in a week. We're reporting out our numbers weekly, and we went six, and then I think it's back to 16 in this last week. Friday, we were at 38.
That's an increase of over 600% in the two-week period. Brewer also confirmed multiple cases in the district were the result of the Delta variant. With the start of the 2021-22 school year just weeks away, the spread of the Delta variant and lagging vaccination rates have reignited conversations about the potential for tighter COVID-19 restrictions at schools. The Kentucky Department of Education released recommendations earlier this month recommending school districts follow the latest CDC guidelines. In the document detailing the guidance, the Kentucky Department for Public Health recommended that people who are unvaccinated wear masks while indoors. Rowan County Superintendent John Maxey says school leaders across the state don't have a clear direction from the Department of Education just yet.
Now, this week, we have a superintendents and administrators meeting in Louisville that will be a three-day meeting. And during that summer conference, we have several sessions planned around what does the start of school look like. So I've been telling my principals and administrators that we're going to have to wait a little closer to school to see exactly how this virus is playing out in our own community.
Other KDE recommendations include the requirement of masks on public transportation, including buses operated by public and private school systems. As for other health protocols, state leaders are encouraging physical distancing of at least 3 feet between K through 12 students in classrooms where not everyone is fully vaccinated. Superintendent Ronnie Dotson has resigned as superintendent of Carter County Schools. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
Dotson's resignation starts September 1st and his retirement will follow on April 1st, 2022. According to the Daily Independent, Dotson originally resigned in early June to follow his son to South Carolina, but rescinded his resignation not too long after. Dotson's daughter-in-law, Megan Dotson, resigned from Upper Tigard Elementary School in June. His wife, Judy, will retire as the county's instructional supervisor effective August 1st. Kentucky School Board Association field consultant Don Martin will help the board name an interim superintendent. A public hearing will be held on August 9th to allow individuals to voice the qualities they'd like to see in a superintendent. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Reflecting the nationwide trend, the cases of COVID-19 infections in the Commonwealth are continuing to go up. 240 new cases of the virus were reported last Monday, but the following day marked the first since March, where over 1,000 new cases were reported. Things didn't get much better throughout the week. 900 cases were reported Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Kentucky's new case total since the start of the pandemic is now over 474,000, with the current positivity rate just under 7%. Hospitalizations are increasing in the state as well. 444 individuals are currently in the hospital, 132 are in ICU, and 58 are on ventilators, compared to 50 from the day before. Kentucky's COVID-19 map shows 15 Kentucky counties have returned to a red status, with most of the state just below it in the orange category. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky has released the unemployment numbers for June. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has the story.
Unemployment rates rose in 59 Kentucky counties between June 2020 and June 2021, fell in 55, and stayed the same in six counties, according to the Kentucky Center for Statistics. Woodford County recorded the lowest jobless rate in the Commonwealth at 4.1%, with Cumberland, Scott, and Fayette counties not far behind. Magoffin County recorded the state's highest unemployment rate at 13.1%. In the WMKY listening area, Martin County sits at a little over 10%, Breathitt County at 9.5%, Elliott at 9.1%, Lewis County at 8.6%, and Carter and Johnson counties at 8.4% each. Rowan and Morgan counties are facing lower rates, around 6.5%. Fleming County's unemployment rate sits at 5.9%. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
App Harvest and the Pike County Extension Office have wrapped up their day camp that educated 10 to 18-year-old students on the importance of agriculture. The camp, held last week, had activities in the container farm on Shelby Valley High School's campus, as well as a cooking demonstration using vegetables the children planted earlier in the week. App Harvest Ag Tech Program Coordinator Molly McKinney tells WYMT another activity for students was the food safari, which taught kids where their foods come from and how they grow.
It's really important for students or kids in general to understand where food comes from, what are healthy options. There are healthy options at any grocery store. What are good options to grab? And again, it's really important for folks to know exactly where their food is coming from.
Officials with App Harvest say they plan on hosting more camps in various locations in the future. Some farms in the area have been awarded funds from the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. The money comes from the department's Agriculture Development Fund, which is money that was set aside following the tobacco buyout in the Commonwealth. Within that fund is the County Agriculture Investment Program, which awards funds to operations in many counties, including Elliott, Laurel, and Magoffin. Sean Southard is spokesman for the department.
So the County Agricultural Investment Program offers 11 investment areas that provide Kentucky farmers cost share assistance on practices and ideas that increase net farm income and opportunities that allow them to try new or innovative technologies to improve farm efficiency and productivity.
Awards to operations in Laurel County totaled over $160,000, along with $106,000 in McGoffin County. Money in those counties will go toward things like farm infrastructure, diversification, and ag tech expenditures. $180,000 awarded in Elliott County will go towards similar expenditures, along with on-farm energy and poultry production. A new report finds county jails made more than $9 million off of payments made for phone calls by incarcerated people the year before and during the pandemic. The report by Mike Harmon, the state auditor of public accounts, examined more than 70 county jails' communication services and equipment contracts that were active between July 2019 and November 2020. Smart Justice organizer and coordinator of the ACLU of Kentucky, Marcus Jackson, says that in Kentucky, inmates can be charged upwards of $10 for a 15-minute phone call.
Just say if a person calls home every day, once a day, $300 per month added to a struggling family.
The report also found some contracts with telecommunications companies were based on verbal agreements. Auditors say unwritten contracts raise serious policy issues and can obscure the flow of money from county governments, taxpayers, and officials. In a recent ruling, a federal judge in Texas blocked new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Now, some advocates say action rests on Congress to provide a permanent solution for individuals unlawfully brought to the U.S. as children, most often by their parents or relatives. Oscar Cachone of the group Alianzas Americans says the decision means federal immigration officials can no longer process new DACA applications, effectively halting the program.
What ultimately continues to cause so much harm is the fact that we have an immigration law that is completely divorced from reality, divorced from the fact that immigration and immigrants have been extremely vital for the well-functioning of the United States of America.
According to the American Immigration Council, Kentucky was home to more than 2,700 DACA recipients as of March of last year, and 62% of DACA-eligible immigrants have submitted applications through the program. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Kentucky residents are celebrating as two natives won big in the Olympics. Lee Kiefer won a gold medal for fencing, and Will Shaner won a gold medal for the men's 10-meter air rifle. 14-year-old Makia Ernest tells WKYT it's inspiring to see a female athlete on the podium, especially when they're from your hometown.
And when you see a woman up there actually getting it and like getting the gold medal, you're just like, yeah, that really inspires young women to have mindset to go and try to succeed, and it helps, it gives them a push. Okay, if she can do it, then I can do it.
Kiefer is a Dunbar High School graduate, and Shaner is a University of Kentucky student. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, clear, a low around 66. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 67. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.